Welcome to Save Your Money, Save Your Teeth, the go-to podcast where curiosity meets dentistry straight from the experts. It's Ian with you, as well as Dr. Clifford Udelman from OptiSmile, and we are once again taking a deep dive into the world of dental care from a consumer's perspective. Whether you are looking to brighten that smile or protect your wallet, we've got you covered with practical advice and also the latest insights with this podcast. So stay with us as we uncover the secrets to maintaining both your dental health and your finances. In the previous podcast, we started teeth whitening, and today, more specifically, in-chair whitening. Dr. Udelman, welcome back once again.
Thank you, and thanks for having me back, and hope you had a great week, and I'm sure if anybody listened to last week's intro to teeth whitening, they'd be really looking forward to getting the lowdown on in-chair whitening next week. As we said, we'll be take-home whitening, and then we'll be talking after that about the over-the-counter or the internet or the beauty salon or illegal teeth whitening. And then lastly, we'll be everything else, myths and, you know, home remedies, things like that. We'll expose all the ins and outs of that. So today's in-chair whitening, I'm really looking forward.
Yeah, looking forward to it, Dr. Udelman. So can you firstly explain the in-chair teeth whitening process to us step by step?
Yes, so in-chair teeth whitening, or any teeth whitening, should start with a good cleaning to remove plaque and to polish any stain off the outside of your teeth, because whitening using peroxide gel, hydrogen peroxide or carbamide peroxide, is the main thing with that is to actually bleach the stains inside the teeth. It's not to actually remove or bleach any stains on the surface of your teeth. So obviously a good cleaning and a polish is very important. If you've had a clean or a polish within the last few weeks, then it can be just a quick little buff on the fronts of the teeth. But in general, you know, there shouldn't be any tartar on your teeth. You want your gums to be nice and healthy. So the next step would be to actually put a protective barrier on your gums. We squirt this out of a little syringe. It can be white or blue, depending on the system. And it's very carefully applied, but at the gum line to cover up your gums and to make a seal between the tooth and this protective barrier. So any of the gel, when we put it on your teeth, does not get underneath and get onto your gums. We'll talk about that as well. And then we harden that with a light, a curing light, similar to when we harden those white fillings. And we check it that it's not leaking. And then we put the gel on the teeth. And there are some gels that don't use a light. And there's gels that we put one of those bright lights on that I think a lot of people mistakenly call laser whitening. Very few dentists in the world actually use an actual laser. We use this LED light, but I'll wait for some of your further questions to see if it comes up.
Okay, and what results can patients typically expect from an in-chair whitening session?
So in some cases, it's immediate and dramatic, and in other cases, to be honest, we don't see a huge change. People always equate spending money with results. They think, you know, if I get a 5,000 rand in-chair whitening or 8,000 rand in-chair whitening, that the results would be better with the one over the other, or that there's big differences between the different brands out there. But it really depends on your own teeth. It's very rare that you don't see any results. At OptiSmile, we use flash in-chair whitening, and we often see teeth whitening by anywhere from 2 to 5 shades in one session. And the results are often visible immediately. And as I said, the final shade depends on the starting color, and there are some differences between the different products out there. But it can be immediate and dramatic. But it isn't long lasting, which we'll get into shortly. I always recommend take-home whitening trays as well. because with any whitening, you get rebound where the teeth start dropping back in shade within a few days when you stop, whether it's in chair or take home.
Okay, and how does an in chair whitening compare in terms of cost versus effectiveness?
So it's higher cost, but it's faster, and in many cases can be more significant. You know, you get fast and sometimes dramatic results. It's cost effective for those that are seeking a quick improvement. And my preference is actually take home whitening. But if someone's in a hurry, if they forgot that they were getting married next week and they don't have 3 or 4 weeks to use the take home and they want to get results quickly, then there is good value. But for someone whose teeth have been yellow for the last 4 or 5 or 10 years and they just would like them whiter, then it's probably not that cost effective, because we always recommend, or in many cases insist, that the patients get take home whitening as well.
And how often should one undergo in a chair whitening treatments?
A lot of people want to come in and get it done every 2 or 3 months because they don't want to do the take home whitening at all. And they, you know, they've got a lot of money to spend on this, and by their own admission, they're just too lazy and they'd rather have us do it. Or for one reason or another, they had a bad experience with take home whitening. In general, if someone does in chair whitening and then follows up with tray whitening and they keep up the tray whitening, they shouldn't really ever need another in chair whitening, because it won't make much difference if you're maintaining the whiteness. But if you've done an in chair and then you do a take home for 2 or 3 weeks and then you lose your trays, or you just got a bit lazy and then you do have a 40th school reunion coming up, or you're attending a shotgun wedding and you feel embarrassed about your teeth and no one invited you early enough and it's next week, then by all means get a touch-up. We call it a touch-up. People that are heavy smokers or drink a lot of coffee or red wine, they often like to come in and get that sort of deeper whitening using the light. So yeah, touch-up treatments and take-home kits will maintain the results. So I hope that answers that. How often should one do it? It's really, that's one thing about teeth whitening, is it's very customized, which is why at OptiSmile, we call it OptiSmile WOW, capital W-O-W. That's way of whitening, because we customize it for every single patient. And we use 3 or 4 different products. We don't use just one product. Some dentists, some practices are very tied in with one system, and they use the whole system all the way through, from the in chair to the take home to the toothpastes, and it's very much brand driven. But I'll mention different brands. You know, for in chair whitening, at OptiSmile we use something called Flash, which is from Germany. And we really love that product. We've tried it with and without the light, and we found that the light actually does work. There's a lot of research to say it shouldn't make any difference. For patients that don't want a light, or for various reasons, we also use Opalescence Boost, which doesn't use a light. And then our take-home whitening we use is Polar from Australia. P-O-L-A, but they have something called Polar Office, which is you put the gel on the teeth, you know, with the barrier, but there's no light. And we offer all of those, but when the patient doesn't have a preference, or in most cases, our dentists and our hygienists will always pick Flash, because we do see amazing results with Flash. And by the way, Opalescence is the one, they brought teeth whitening to the market back when I was in California in around about 89 or 90. Opalescence brought out the original teeth whitening gels back in those days.
Okay, so doctor, for those who are concerned, any risks or side effects associated with in-chair whitening?
Yeah, so let's start with gum irritation. So if you have an inexperienced dentist or hygienist, and in some cases even an experienced dentist or hygienist can miss a spot where the barrier is not quite sealing on the gum, or if the patient's got inflamed gums and the dentist or hygienist recommends that they wait until their gums are healthier before having the in-chair whitening. But there's a wedding on, like I say, which is often it's a wedding. I don't know why. You know, usually if it's a reunion, people start preparing years ahead because they're nervous to see their classmates from 20 or 30 years ago.
True story.
But weddings, it's always like a last minute. It's like, ooh, I've got to get my teeth whitened for the photos. But yeah, those 35% hydrogen peroxide, which is what we put on the teeth, you know, they can really burn the gums. It's very temporary. We take off the barrier and we might see a few little spots that look very white or bleached, and the gums can be irritated. There is stuff we can put on there. We have seen patients that have gone to a beauty salon where the beautician or an unlicensed teeth whitening person has used professional strength products. That's highly illegal. The HPCSA will actually send the police and arrest you if you're listening to this and you're one of those people.
Yo.
There have been people that have gone to jail for practicing dentistry illegally. Only dentists and hygienists. Hygienists have to do it under supervision. So there's two types of hygienists. There's a regular hygienist, which 99% of hygienists in South Africa are just regular hygienists. They have to work with a dentist or under general supervision. The dentist has to be present in the office or has to have examined the patient beforehand and prescribed teeth whitening. There are some hygienists that have opened up, in many cases illegally, because in South Africa there's only a handful of hygienists that are licensed to practice independently, and they are allowed to open up their own practices or see a patient. There's a lot of extra studying and certification, and I believe it's more costly to maintain that license. And I don't know the exact numbers. When I looked into it for various reasons about 3 or 4 years ago, I found that there's maybe less than 20 of these hygienists in South Africa. So yeah, just be careful who's using the professional strength in chair. But yeah, we've had patients back to where someone went to a beauty salon, got some professional stuff put on their gums, sorry, on their teeth, and it got all over their gums. And their gums were very, very, we're not talking about a leak in the barrier. We're talking about where the person didn't know what they were doing, put it on the teeth, and it all ran onto the gum. And their gums were totally fried. It was quite serious. So another thing that dentists and hygienists don't like to talk about is this temporary tooth sensitivity. So the temporary tooth sensitivity to cold is quite normal with any whitening. It goes away. There's ways to manage it with desensitizers in trays or desensitizing toothpaste like Sensodyne. There's various reasons why your teeth might get sensitive to cold. But something that's unrelated to cold is something known as zingers. If you look up teeth whitening and side effects, or you go on Reddit or on Facebook or anywhere, zingers are very, very painful, sharp shooting pains, especially in the lower teeth. And they come and go in waves, and no painkillers will help. You can take anti-inflammatories or Panado, and you just got to wait. They do subside. Most patients, if they get zingers, it's because of sometimes patients will get zingers very rarely, unexpectedly, but there are ways where you can make sure that everybody gets zingers if you're that type of dentist or hygienist where you just keep going after two sessions of in-chair whitening, where you're trying to put on 3 or 4 sessions and the patient's already complaining of sensitivity, but you've promised them a 1 hour whitening. Now it's only been half an hour, and you keep going, and those patients will will call you crying because of these sharp shooting pains. So, you know, you can get that with a dentist, a qualified dentist and hygienist, and you can also get that if you're getting it done incorrectly by someone who's not licensed. But yeah, zingers can give in-chair whitening or any kind of teeth whitening a very bad reputation. Anyone who's had zingers does not want to ever get them again. I've actually had them, but very short-lived myself. In some cases, it's just, you know, a few hours after the in-chair, you get one or two of these very sharp pains in your lower front teeth, and you don't know what to do, and it goes away after a few seconds, and they can come and go. But yeah, I would hate to have that where it lasts for days or is in multiple teeth.
That sounds incredibly painful, doctor. So what should a patient do to prepare for an in-chair whitening session?
So we always recommend a pre-treatment hygiene visit, cleaning and polishing. Definitely want to have a checkup with the dentist first. Make sure that there's no leaking fillings, which is a filling where there's a gap between the filling and the tooth. There are times where there are leaking fillings that we know of, and we seal them with that gum barrier gel so we don't get the bleach going straight in between the filling and the tooth. We might whiten teeth with old fillings in them. We whiten the teeth first, and then we wait 10 days, and then we replace the old fillings. But like we mentioned last time, is veneers themselves or crowns won't whiten. So if you go to a beauty salon or you go to straight to a hygienist and you bypass the dentist, that's not being very wise, because you could get your teeth whitened and then your fillings or your veneers or your crowns don't match. And then you got to just wait until your teeth go yellow again and or get your fillings or your veneers replaced. Getting a checkup, I guess, would be the first thing. Brushing and flossing, making sure your teeth are clean, discussing any concerns with your dentist beforehand, trying to avoid things like espressos and red wine. You know, don't go and stain them intentionally because you're going to get them whitened next week. Just try and take it easy. Be aware that if your gums are red and swollen, there are ways where we can actually whiten teeth in cases like that. When we have overseas patients that are also wanting injection molding, or if someone is, you know, as I say, school reunions, you know about them years ahead, but sometimes you get invited to a wedding at the last minute, or there's a party coming up on Saturday night, or you've got a hot date and you haven't been on a date in a while, and you look in the mirror and your teeth are kind of brown and you think, oops, I better go get a whitening. You know, we can actually whiten teeth where the gums are not 100% healthy, but it's up to the dentist or hygienist, and you've got to know how to do that and to make sure you get a good seal, you know, so the gel doesn't get on the gums.
Okay, so doctor, how do different in-chair whitening systems like Zoom, for example, compare?
So personally at OptiSmile, we really don't like Zoom. It is popular. They do a lot of marketing. We did use Zoom for quite a while at OptiSmile, and we had a large number of patients getting those zingers. Also with Zoom, you get like a take-home kit that uses the Zoom products. And like I mentioned, we use different products. So we might want to use Flash for our in-chair, but give you Polar as a take-home or Opalescence. But at OptiSmile, we don't use Zoom at all. The different systems we've already mentioned, I've mentioned Flash a few times. We mentioned Boost, that's Opalescence Boost from the US, and Polar Office. And, you know, between all four, which is Zoom, Flash, Polar, and Opalescence Boost, we found that Flash is the best in our hands. We will only do, in most cases, two in-chair sessions, and we charge accordingly. Most of the systems involve putting gel on for anywhere from 8, 10, or 12, or 15 minutes, and most of the kits come with with four applications. That's where this 1 hour whitening comes from. But if you want zingers, you know, insist on getting all four sessions with any of the systems. So a lot of patients, they'll pay for 1 hour and then the dentist will think, oh, I can't just do a half hour because they're paying. So we've got our way of whitening, which is wow. And, you know, it's always best for your dentist or hygienist to recommend the best system for your needs. In fact, it should be the dentist that recommends and prescribes the treatment, and then either the dentist or the hygienist should be doing the treatment as prescribed. And as I said before, my recommendation is to always take the option for the take-home trays. And in fact, a lot of time at OptiSmile with my own patients and the other dentists at OptiSmile sometimes have a differing opinion, but my personal preference is, if patients are not in a hurry, to skip the in-chair whitening, rather save your money and just do take-home whitening. That's my own personal recommendation, and for most of us at OptiSmile. But the dentists at OptiSmile are independent professionals and are free to recommend whatever they want to recommend.
Doctor, in terms of aftercare, what is required following an in-chair whitening treatment?
So for the first 24 hours, you really should avoid anything that would stain a white t-shirt. So that's like your curries, red wine, espresso, like dark, like Coca-Cola. I'm sure I'm missing something there. Tomato sauce, anything like that. So you'll eat like a white pasta, you drink white wine or white, you know, like gin tonic, things like that. And avoid the things that I just mentioned. You can use a whitening toothpaste, although it doesn't do very much. Some dentists or hygienists might recommend avoiding staining foods for up to 48 hours. I think 48 hours overkill, because we usually see patients the next day and give them their teeth whitening trays, and then they're going to carry on with that whitening process. So if you're doing just take-home trays, you don't have to avoid anything. It's only with the in-chair. Some people believe in whitening toothpaste to extend the results. There are professional teeth whitening toothpastes that have a little bit of peroxide in them, and I think they do have a minimal effectiveness, but nothing like a take-home tray. And then regular checkups to monitor your dental health and to maintain whiteness and to top up. We sell the take-home gel at OptiSmile for only 380 Rand a syringe. The Polar syringe is quite a big syringe. You can get up to a week of use, your upper and lower, with average size teeth. So you might have to spend 380 Rand, you know, every six months, because the touch-ups, you're just doing one or two touch-ups. So, you know, that should get you at least 6 months of touch-ups right there for 380 Rand.
And, Doctor, how does the light used in in-chair whitening treatments enhance the results?
So for years, there was a lot of research, and in some cases still is. There's companies that don't have a light, and they've done studies to prove that the light doesn't do anything. And then there's university studies where they've done half the mouth with a light and half the mouth without. And it's still controversial. We, as I said, did a lot of research ourselves when we were looking for an alternative to Zoom. And we've used flash with the light and without the light. And we found that the light does seem to accelerate the whitening gel's chemical reaction. That does have a warming effect. And some of the research shows that it's breaks down the stain particles better, and they say it penetrates deeper into the enamel for better results. But I was just recently this week reading a study. I'm on a WhatsApp study group specifically dedicated to teeth whitening. It's just for dentists,
And there were some studies on there that show even the weakest of take-home gels, the carbamide peroxide, diffuses through your tooth in 10 to 15 minutes. The entire tooth gets diffused with peroxide. So whether you're using the weakest one or the strongest one or the in-chair one, putting a light on it, it's still debatable. We have found that after we do the in-chair with the light, that we get lovely results. So we just don't do it without the lights at this point.
And our final question for today, who is the ideal candidate for in-chair teeth whitening?
It's ideal for quick, dramatic results before an event, like I said. And patients with healthy teeth and gums see the best results. And people who have stubborn stains that want to get stuck in and they don't want to wait 3 weeks for those stains to disappear, they get started with an in-chair, go home and do take home for a couple of weeks and maybe a follow-up in-chair and get things going. So I think, you know, it's best for your own dentist to customize it for you according to your own needs. And I'm just talking about what we do at OptiSmile and what works best in our hands. It's always best to get advice, like we say every week at the end of our podcast. Listen to your own dentist, do your own research, and hopefully what we've discussed today helps you make a wise decision as a consumer.
Thanks so much, Dr. Udelman. That's it for another episode, and we appreciate your expertise and your time. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
And next week we'll be talking about take-home whitening kits. But for now, it's time to say goodbye. Also remember, while we strive to provide valuable insights, you must always consult with your own dental professional for advice tailored to your personal health. Then also, don't forget to subscribe for more enlightening discussions and join us again next time as we continue to explore the fascinating intersection of dental health and financial savvy. But until then, keep smiling and taking great care of your teeth.
Discover the world of dental excellence with OptiSmile. Join us for a weekly podcast featuring Dr. Clifford Udelman, a seasoned expert with 40 years of dental experience across four continents. Gain unique insights and expert dental advice by visiting optismile.co.za for articles that illuminate the path to optimal oral health. If you're seeking unparalleled dental care in Cape Town, get in touch with OptiSmile or book directly online on optismile.co.za. OptiSmile, where global expertise meets local care.